Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I've written two books about weight. One is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose, which is a revolutionary concept, but it's absolutely true. The other is called How to Weigh Less Permanently. Now, today I want to go over some of the things we've done before and add some more information. Today's episode is called Why You Weigh What You Weigh. All right, you're overweight, maybe you're fat, maybe you're obese, and you hate it. You want to weigh less, 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds. It doesn't make any difference. So the first thing you have to understand is that you have virtually no control over your weight. You hate to hear that because all the weight loss programs or diets are telling you if you give them some money, they will tell you how to weigh less permanently. Nonsense. That is absolute nonsense. So why do you weigh what you weigh? You don't want to weigh it. You don't want to weigh that. You want to weigh less. So the question is, why do you weigh what you weigh if you don't want to? You have willpower to do a lot of things. You have a job, you may have a family, you may have a relationship, you have responsibilities, you do all of them, fine. But you can't do anything about your weight. Why? The reason is really fundamentally very simple. Because you are using food in an attempt to satisfy your emotional needs. Look, there are lots of emotional needs. Let's say there's love, companionship, love, affection, acceptance, belonging, and other things you value emotionally. When you don't get enough of those things, you put food in your mouth. That's called attempting to satisfy an emotional need with food. When you don't get enough love, enough affection, you don't feel you belong, you put food in your mouth. On the other hand, when you feel anxious, you feel depressed, you feel that you don't know what to do, what do? You put food in your mouth because it makes you feel better and it stops you from feeling bad. That is what I call attempting to satisfy your emotional needs with food. Now, of course, that's a fool's errand because you can never stop it. So now, why do you weigh what you do? Why don't you weigh 10 pounds less or 20 pounds less or 10 or 20 pounds more, because everyone's needs emotionally are different. You weigh exactly what you do because it enables you to put food in your mouth without going up or down on weight. If you had emotional needs that are greater than you have now, you'd weigh more. Everyone's weight is determined not by obesity or heredity or anything else. It has to do with the amount of food you put in your mouth. If you think you have a medical problem, go see a doctor. Maybe it'll help you if it's medical. But if it's emotional, there's only one person who can help you, and frankly, that's me. And I don't want any money. Keep it. So why don't you weigh 10 pounds more? So if you weighed 10 pounds more all of a sudden, you might be able to go back to the weight you were. Why don't you weigh 10 pounds less? Really? Wouldn't be hard, would it? 10, 15 pounds less? All you'd have to do is put less food in your mouth. But keep in mind, it's not a rational, logical decision. It's emotional. When you don't have enough love or affection or something that you value emotionally, you put food in your mouth. So if you weighed 10 pounds less all of a sudden, you would do anything you could to get back to the weight you feel comfortable at. That's why. And that's why you can't permanently, quote, lose weight, close quote, because you won't be able to. You really have virtually no control over your weight. You think you do. People promise they will tell you how to do it if you give them money. But in reality, almost nobody loses weight permanently or weighs less permanently. The only time you may be able to do this, if you find something emotionally more important than your need to put food in your mouth, then maybe your weight will go down. Let's assume your doctor says, if you don't weigh 30 pounds less by 6 months, you could die. Well, that's pretty emotional. Maybe you could weigh 30 pounds less in 6 months because your fear of dying is greater or may be greater than your need to put food in your mouth. But then the minute the fear of dying is gone, you're going to go right back to weighing what you say you hate. It's not really self-inflicted damage because you don't have any control of it. Now, is there a way out? Is it, if I use the prophet of doom, are you giving me bad news, you might say? No, it is very simple to weigh what you want to weigh. And you can live at that weight without ever having to worry about food or weight again. Again, it is nothing to do with the food. It has to do with your need to put that food in your mouth. The food just lays there. So what do we do? What do we do? Will you listen to me? And again, it's free. Don't want any of your money. The first thing you have to do is understand and accept the notion that you weigh what you weigh because of your need to put food in your mouth to satisfy those emotional needs. So how do you do it? First, you have to understand what the emotional needs are. It is really so very simple. Look, when you feel a need to put food in your mouth for any reason, don't do it. It's not a test. It's not a diet. What you have to do is understand the feeling, the emotional need that you get when you don't put food in your mouth when you think you need it. So try it. Understand the concept. Understand the feeling that's driving you to weigh too much. Just try not putting food in your mouth when you believe you need it, and don't put any food in your mouth until you understand the feeling, and then put the food in your mouth and you see how much better you will feel. So once you understand the concept and you feel it, if you don't feel it, you're wasting your time because it's emotional. It is not logical. Logically, you should say, oh, I'll eat less and put less food in my mouth and my weight will go down. You know, on paper, that's fine. But in reality, it does not work that way. And that is why you weigh what you weigh. You've been putting food in your mouth to make yourself feel better and to stop from feeling bad. Stick with me. Again, I don't want a penny of your money. This is all free. Unlike any other programs, this is free. And I will teach you how to weigh less permanently, and you will never have to worry about your weight again. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. Bye.